Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, I found out something very interesting this weekend. There are three types of referees in football: those who call holding and those who don't.
I would think the third, Gino, would be those that just can't tell the difference.
It's time to start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
Hartsville versus Dillon.
The Foxes and Wildcats have met 41 times since 1957, and Hartsville leads this series with 26 wins. However, since the turn of the century, these two have only played twice, with each team winning one game. The Super Forest Dogs put the bite on the south of the border Pumas with a ball-control rushing attack and suffocating defense. Friday, Night's loser, the Dillon Wildcats.
Greenwood versus T.L. Hanna.
Greenwood and Hanna have played 60 times since 1962, and the Emerald Eagles have won 46 times to the Yellow Jackets' 16 wins. However, Hanna has won 6 out of the last 8 meetings. Sometimes things don't change. The Anderson County Sting swarms all over the Emerald City Raptors, leaving their wings bent and broken. Friday, Night's loser, the Greenwood Eagles.
Woodland versus Bamberg Earhart.
The Wolverines and Red Rangers played each other 9 times since the formation of Woodland High School. And the Raiders lead that series with 7 wins, but last year, Woodland won by 7. Serendipity? Could be. The Big Green Machine gets out St. George's Sword and slays the two-town Red Lizards in another close one. Friday, Night's loser, the Bamberg Earhart Red Raiders.
Bishop England versus Porter Glaude.
BE and PG have met 26 times since 1967. The battling Bishops lead the series with 18 wins. But in the last 6 games, each team has won 3 games apiece. The Big Green Clergymen stand tall in the Holy City against the Maroon Breeze from yon side of De Ashley. Friday, Night's loser, the Porter Glaude Cyclones.
Somerville versus Chapin.
These two teams have never met, but both are undefeated, and that should make for a great game. The Powder Blue Birds fly south down I-26 to Flowertown, but get their defensive wings wet and end up drowning under the green tide. Friday, Night's loser, the Chapin Eagles.
Louisville versus Andrew Jackson.
The Lions and Volunteers have played each other 15 times since 1969, with the Lions winning 9 times, including a 43-0 win last year. More of the same this year. Old Hickory's riflemen find their powder is wet and can't get off a shot as the kings of the Richburg jungle eat them alive. Friday, Night's loser, the Andrew Jackson Volunteers.
Indian Land versus Marvin Ridge.
The Warriors and Mavericks have met once in 2012, and Marvin Ridge gutted Indian Land 36-0. This year, it will be the same. The Waxhaw Wild Horses stampede the real reservation, but the Catawba Renegades stand their ground for 3 quarters. Unfortunately, they can't keep it up for 4. Friday, Night's loser, the Indian Land Warriors in a close one.
York versus Dreer.
These two teams have never met. York probably is the best 1-3 team in the state of South Carolina, losing its first 2 games by a total of 4 points. Dreer is a program on the rise, but not there yet. Dr. Dean's Big Black and Silver Cats get some quick scores to go up by 14 points early and then cruise to their 2nd win of the season over the Dark Blue Demons from the capital city. Friday, Night's loser, the Dreer Blue Devils.
Fort Mill versus Catawba Ridge.
The battle on the Mill Hill begins this week with the Yellow Jackets and Copperheads. Catawba Ridge and Fort Mill have met 4 times since 2020, and the Copperheads have won all 4. Some things don't change. The Blue and Gold Mud Wasps get burned up in their own nest by the Snakes and the Zack Attack. Friday, Night's loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
South Point versus AC Flora.
The Stallions and Falcons have met twice since 2014, both times in the playoffs. South Point won the first meeting, but lost the second one in 2020. defense is the key in this one. The Capital City Raptors swoop too low over the corral and get mule kicked all the way back down I-77 by the big red and silver Hosses. Friday, night's loser, AC Flora. Come on, AC Flora, this is no place for you.
Nation Ford versus Northwestern.
NAFO and Northwestern have met 15 times since 2008. The Trojans own the series with 13 wins. The Falcons have been scoring points in bunches through the air. Air Marshal Jason McManus, Warbirds, open with some big firepower, but Paige Wofford's purple wave wipes them out in the second half. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Clover versus Rock Hill.
The Blue Eagles and Bearcats have met 31 times since 1923, and Rock Hill has won 18 times. Clover has won 4 out of the last 7 meetings. Memorial Stadium in Clover is a tough place to go on Friday night. Randy Burch's diamond-headed Cats can't stop the Rolling Stones coming from Perry Woolbright's big blue grind-em-up machine, War Eagle. Friday, night's loser, the Rock Hill Bearcats. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend games or support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long from Football City, USA. J5V, pull the car around.
All right, Gino, I'll alert the valet.
Push him back, push him back, back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl.